Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Mitch Stevens with me, the author of My Life and 1,000 Houses, and actually several of those books. So we're going to talk a little bit about the breakdown of them. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Hey, Mitch.
What's going on, Scott?
I'm pretty excited about your books, man. These are kind of cool. This is the one that's your second book.
Yeah, my second book. 200 plus ways to find bargain properties.
Okay, let's talk about the way you find, because that is the key. Without the houses, you have nothing.
It all starts with a deal. A lot of times when I sign these books, it says it all begins with a deal. If you don't get a deal on a house, nothing's going to happen.
Okay, and you told us before in one of our other shows that there was 250 ways in here. Let's talk about some of those ways you do it. What do you do?
It's 250 ways in there because I always over-deliver.
You got to.
Okay, so the biggest question of the day since my first book was, how in the heck do you find so many houses? And they all, oh, you're at the foreclosure. Do you do the foreclosures or do you do the tax liens or do you do? And I after they finish this long list of what is it do you choose from, I say, yes, I find them every way. I have a person who specializes in tax liens, and I partner with him when he finds deals because he doesn't have the money to buy them himself, but I do. I either have the money or I know where to go get the money today, right now, in a split second.
Which is the deal?
Yeah. I got a guy that works foreclosures. I got a guy who works the nuisance and abatement, or the, you know, where they do code violations and they go mow your lawn and board up your windows for your vacant houses. He's keeping track of all those people. I mean, 200 ways, people, and I've got people, I call them acquisition managers, that help me find these houses, and I've got them all in their own lanes. I don't want any of them chasing the same list or chasing the same. So there's a lot of places to go.
So you delegate.
I delegate, but I also have research to find out where I'm most likely to be able to buy a house from somebody. I deal in two areas. I deal in problem houses, or I deal in people that have problems that can be solved by selling a house. So it's either problem houses or problem people. And I know where to go to look for that. Divorce court, bankruptcy court. You know, I'm looking for people that need financial help and they can sell some real estate to solve some issues. So wherever there's chaos, there's probably a chance that if they have real estate, I might be able to make a deal with them.
Well, and you think about one thing. Typically, someone that calls me and has their perfect home in perfect shape won't call you, and vice versa.
No, they don't need to. They don't need to.
So it's a different deal. But the cool thing when I wanted Mitch on the show is to say, you know what? There's different niches for different needs, and that's what we're trying to do is fit everybody's need. And Mitch, you definitely, when we talked about it before, you help.
I feel a need. I feel a definite need.
A big need.
Yeah, because there's people that if they don't do something with their house within the next 36 hours, they're going to get zero. They're not going to get anything. And I don't know why people wait that long.
I don't either.
But it's a phenomenon to me that people put their head in the sand and they just won't look up until they're screaming desperate.
I still do not understand that. It's still to this day. It's because it doesn't go away. You know, the banks aren't going to say, you know what, we're just going to forget the debt. It doesn't matter. They're going to take your house. You need to take care of business.
Yeah, you got it. You know, these people that wait till the last minute put themselves in very precarious situations, and they're very likely not to get anything. Because if there's any title issue, if there's any glitch, if there's anything wrong with this property that's going to prohibit me from wanting to buy it, that maybe I could solve it with 7 days, but maybe they don't have 7 days, you know? So then I got to buy houses with title issues. And I'm gambling whether I think I can fix them or not.
But what do you do when you have an issue? You have to lower the price.
Yeah, well.
I mean, just you got to cover it.
Hey, cash demands a certain price point.
Well, and what you just said, you have the ability to bring cash to the table now.
Yes, now.
So, and that's a big deal. Okay, so we've done this. So different ways you found them, okay? You said you've got your different sources. You've got those out. You just told me one on the credit card deal.
Yeah, I mean,
you promote yourself.
Yeah, we've branded
that.
You
do
that
radio
name.
Shows with me.
We've branded ourselves. I've been branding myself for 20 years in town, so people know cash4houses.net, cash4houses.net. Not that it's relevant here in San Angelo, because I only buy houses in my hometown, because I won't take my private money away from their town. I want them to have their houses right there. But think about the mailman. I've seen mailmen. I tell the mailman, a lot of vacant houses in the neighborhood. He'll go, oh man, is there? I say, you know what? Send me a text. Here's my phone number. Send me a text with the address, your name, your phone number, and your personal address. And when I buy one of those houses, I'm going to send you a check for $250, $500, or $1,000, depending on how that house works out. And I got mailmen that text me all the time. I put them in my CRM, my customer relation management system. And when I enter that house into that system, one of the blanks there is, who referred this house to you? I put, you know, so-and-so, the mailman. And we have all his information there. And if I buy that house 8 months from now, I'm going to send that guy a check. I got mailmen that will not let a private, an abandoned house in their neighborhood go by without me getting a text.
That's just smart.
That's one of 200 ways.
And there's 250 ways in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep going. You got that. You got your mailman. You got your delegation. You got this.
Well, there's abandoned houses. You know, what about houses that don't have water meters? The cities yank the water meter. Don't you think that might? You think the person who owns that house has a problem?
Bad.
Yeah. So, how about a list of houses that don't have water meters? You know, where do you go to get that list? They won't just hand it to you.
No.
I can tell you that. But there's a way to get it.
Well, and I'm going to bet you're pretty persistent.
Yeah.
Keep going and going and going.
When they tell me no and I come back tomorrow, it is always yes. They have to. It's a law.
Really?
It's called the Freedom of Information Act.
So
I just fill out the piece of paper, walked in and say, look, I really need this. And if you don't give it to me, I'll just have you talk to my attorney. I need the list. It's my right as an American citizen. Give it to me now.
Him, give it to me now. You've got it. So you find your houses. How many houses do you usually look at? Because everyone, you say, even with fake or not, doesn't work.
Oh, no. Well, your skin has to be a little bit thick. I mean, I probably look at 20 houses and buy two. But maybe those two houses will make me $40,000, $20,000 each, you know. The pain is worth the gain.
Absolutely. But also, some houses, I guess, won't just fit. But let's say somebody owes one out of you don't see as much, but do owe sell clauses on the loan, if they owe them some money.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you work with that?
I just pay the due on sale.
You just pay that loan off?
Yeah, I mean, I've done it. I've taken houses subject to, where I take it subject to the existing mortgage, even though the mortgage could be called, because I don't think that any bank that's receiving a payment on time is going to call the note right now. But I wouldn't want to build a career on that, because at some point, if interest rates got higher, you could become a target for these guys, and they'd be wanting they'd all be calling their loans due.
Right.
So I'll do them short term or a little bit at a time, but I won't go out and buy 100 of them. You know, last year I owner financed 50 houses. I personally wouldn't want to subject to 50 houses with notes that could be called.
Right. And like you said, as long as things stay copacetic, it doesn't really matter. But when it does change, and you're right, say rates jump back up, because when you start, when you got in the business, when I started, which I've been selling real estate for over 30 years, my first house was 14, 15% was a decent rate.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Carter.
Yeah, and so so that's still amazing when people say, well, I'm trying to get 2%. I said, man, if it's under 10, it's a good deal. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, our rates, and I still don't believe they can stay like they are right now. I think they're too low.
They are too low.
So I think
it's killing our baby boomers. Their retirement money is not worth anything.
Well, and you made a comment earlier, and I agree with you. It's kind of funny that it's kind of reversed. It's the people borrowing money are the winners right now.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the people loaning, I mean, the people that have money, which, you know, it should be the opposite, the ant and the grasshopper, but right now it's not. It's, if you're borrowing money, you're winning the game.
Yeah, money's relatively cheap, but not extraordinarily cheap.
But I was looking at a deal, and my dad helped me back then, and we bought some cows, and this is back in the early 80s. Our note on those cows was 21% interest.
Ooh.
So just going through some old stuff. And I mean, so, you know, when you look at it now, you go to the bank and say, oh, you're going to charge me 6%? So it is.
Yeah.
And so, but this has kind of helped your business, though, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. My business does good in the good times, but it booms in a recession. So if you do good in the good times, Scott, and you boom in the recession, exactly when is it you go broke?
You don't.
Well, in theory, yes, but there are three ways that you could go under. If you don't have integrity, if you don't conform to some federal laws, and if you over-leverage, those are the three ways to go broke, even though there's a perfect system. Good in the good times, boom in the bad times. You can still screw it up if you're just a dummy.
Well, the oil field, you also remember, said, please give it to us one more time. We won't blow this one off. Well, I kind of think they did anyway, but, you know, and there was a lot of my good friends that work at the oil field and said, oh, God, I thought it'd last at least 5 more years, you know, yeah. And it didn't.
It didn't. So there's two ways, man. I got to find houses, but then the other way is I got to sell houses, and I use technology to sell houses. So I'm using my brains and my wits to buy houses. I use technology to sell houses, and the company I'm using is livecomm.com, livecomm. If you're a realtor or a real estate agent, or if you just have customers that you need to text in mass that would help you, very affordably text in mass. I can send out a text to the 4,000 of my direct hit customers, customers that have called me on the phone and asked me questions. I can text those 4,000 customers for under a nickel, not a nickel each, under a nickel total.
And you designed this program.
I did, because I couldn't find an affordable mass texting platform that would work for me. And so what happens is I got Livecom phone numbers. You can buy Livecom's, you can buy phone numbers at Livecom for $2 a month. And so I have a phone number for every house that I have for sale. And I got the recording. Livecom provides that number with a recording, and I told everything about that house. So everybody who ever calls my phone numbers, my system captures their cell phone number and puts it in a text distribution list, and I'm able to keep in constant contact, direct hits to my customer base.
Which I'm going to tell you how much I believe in Mitch in this program is he's going to help me set up, because Scott Austin Real Estate is going to use it, and I'll tell you why. Communication is so important today, and if somebody's serious about doing something, and you can get that word out quick and on time, it's huge.
Yeah, but, and text messaging versus email, messaging has a 98% open rate, and it has an immediate effect. Like, Livecom's not just for real estate. It could be used for, like, a pizza place.
I thought that pizza was a perfect example.
Okay, so it's dawned on me that Livecom could be, I mean, every business needs to be in touch with their customer base in a split second.
Let's say
you got a pizza delivery company here in San Angelo, and do you think they have the cell phone number of everyone who ever ordered a pizza from them in their life? They do, because that's the first thing they ask you in case they get lost or they knock on the door and you don't answer. So they have the phone number of everyone they ever delivered a pizza to. Let's say they're sitting around on a Monday night and it's 7 o'clock and it's slow and there's no deliveries orders. There's no orders.